Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Sara, Malka Bat Allegra, Helen Friedman, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Daniel Neinkin, Allegra Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeb Ben Chava, Harav Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Dennis Shore, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mitman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. In the next couple of weeks, Joe Biden, who will be the Democrat nominee for president, and probably, God forbid, but probably will be the next president of the United States, will be selecting his running mate, his vice presidential candidate. And we're going to discuss that because his vice presidential candidate will probably be, in effect, the real president, because Joe Biden is senile. He can't remember where he is. He can't remember what year it is. He doesn't even remember at times that he was vice president under Barack Hussein Obama. He forgot Barack Hussein Obama's name. He's just in another world. The clear signs of dementia and senility, of age-related problems, perhaps Alzheimer's, the clear signs are all there for everyone to see. That's why they're hiding him in a basement. So his vice presidential candidate may in effect be the next president, may in effect be the next real president, and of course will succeed him if he dies in office, which is very possible, and certainly will succeed him in terms of running, even if he lives out his term, running to be the Democrat nominee for president in the next election. So we're speaking about a very consequential, historic choice. And we're going to discuss one of the leading candidates, one of the candidates who's become a front runner to be Joe Biden's vice presidential pick. I don't know if he's going to pick her. He's already said he's only going to pick a woman. He is picking from among several women that are on the far left of the Democrat Party. Of course, the Democrat Party itself is a far left party, is a socialist party already. And he has to pick one of them. And according to news reports, one of the leading candidates is Congresswoman Karen Bass. She's a congresswoman from Los Angeles. And we're going to discuss something about her, about her history, in order to show you just what a dangerous period we're in and why Israel really should be preparing urgently to be independent of the United States. You know what our position is, that Israel should not get U.S. foreign aid, that U.S. foreign aid actually hurts Israel, and that Israel can easily be independent, and that God gave Israel all the resources she needs to do what she has to do, and that Israel will actually be in much better shape if she operated independently. But anyway, the danger to Israel, the danger to the whole world of the situation that seems to be developing should be obvious. And if you Trumpsters still believe that somehow Trump is going to win right now, I mean, of course, there's always a slim chance that Trump will win, despite the fact that every single national poll shows him running further behind, a lot further behind than he was running behind Hillary Clinton in the last election. And despite the fact that he comes up with such ridiculous comments that are sinking his presidency, Trump praised a black doctor, for instance, who said that witchcraft and demons are creating viruses and illnesses in the world, that it's being created by witchcraft and demons. And Trump said he was very impressed by this insane black woman who became a doctor solely because of her race. I mean, this is just an example of the type of embarrassing, horrific situations we're in because of Trump's presidency, and how different it would have been if you had listened to us and if you had supported Ted Cruz for president instead. But anyway, and I could go on and on, and you know, his talk about postponing the election is also hurting him badly, and he's going to depress Republican turnout if he keeps speaking like this. Just the craziness that comes out of his mouth, because he's so ignorant and such a buffoon, it's just unbelievable. And yet, we have to support him. We have to support him for re-election this November because the alternative is so much worse. And we're going to show you on this program just how much worse that alternative is. Once again, one of the front-running leading candidates, something the Biden campaign acknowledges and something that's been in the media and everybody knows, one of the leading finalists to be Joe Biden's vice president, who in effect would be perhaps the real president of the United States in the next administration because Biden is senile, is Congresswoman Karen Bass of Los Angeles. She is the head. Karen Bass is the head of the Jew-hating, Farrakhan-loving, white-hating, racist, vicious Congressional Black Caucus. The so-called Congressional Black Caucus, which is comprised, of course, of the black members of Congress, and shows you how black America has declared war on the Jews in particular and on whites in general. The Congressional Black Caucus has what they call a sacred covenant. That's their words. A sacred covenant with the black Hitler, Louis Farrakhan. The black Hitler, Louis Farrakhan of the so-called Nation of Islam cult, who says that Hitler was a great man. He said, I like when the Jews call Farrakhan Hitler. Hitler was a great man. Hitler was a very great man. This black Hitler, Farrakhan, who says the entire white race is a devil race that was created by an evil black scientist named Yacoub in a test tube, and that the entire white devil race is going to be exterminated by Allah because there's a spaceship called the Mothership flying over the United States, and that spaceship is manned by the late and unlamented Elijah Muhammad, who was the founder of the Nation of Islam. And Farrakhan claims that Elijah Muhammad is the captain of this spaceship flying over the earth. And that this spaceship, as soon as Allah give the signal, this spaceship is going to suck up the whole white devil race. The entire white devil race is going to be exterminated, according to Farrakhan. So he calls for genocide and Holocaust and the extermination of an entire race. Because of the color of their skin, he wants to exterminate all Caucasians. And he wants to exterminate all Jews, of course. He says the Jews... he says the Jews deserve another Holocaust. This Nazi beast Farrakhan, this arrogant, ignorant, vile, evil, jealous, primitive piece of subhuman filth, Farrakhan, this black Hitler, he is worshipped by the black leaders and by the black community. He called a million man march 20 years ago. He was the only one who could get a million blacks to come to Washington and come to his big march, including Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama went to Farrakhan's Nazi Million Man March. And Barack Hussein Obama is also a Farrakhan supporter. And we have to understand that the black leaders in the United States are the Nazis of our generation. Every generation, the Jews face all types of enemies, and there are many other enemies the Jews face in the United States other than black leaders, many enemies. There are many white Jew haters and white Nazis as well. But the black leaders in this country, they are the ultimate examples of our generation's Nazis, because they want the Jews, they want the worst for the Jews, they do everything against the Jews, they hate the Jews and envy the Jews, even though if not for the Jews, they wouldn't be able to wipe their black tuchuses if not for the Jews. They'd still be wiping their black tuchuses with leaves like they did in the jungles of Africa if not for the Jews. It was the Jews that were the brains behind the civil rights movement. It was the Jews who liberated them. And when they won their rights, we lost our rights. And now they all back the destruction of Israel. The destruction of Israel means another Holocaust. It means over 6 million Jews in Israel will be annihilated in another Holocaust. And that's what they back. They want the Arabs to overrun Israel and exterminate the Jews. They want to help the Arab Nazis fulfill their goal, their stated goal, of exterminating Israel and wiping the Jews off the face of the earth. And the black leaders in this country all support that goal. They all support that goal. I'm not talking about so-called black conservatives, and they're not black leaders. Okay, they don't represent the black community at all. I'm talking about bona fide black leaders who really represent black thinking in the black community in this country. And the Congressional Black Caucus, every single black elected to Congress is a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, and they have a sacred covenant with the black Adolf Hitler, with a black Adolf Hitler, who praises Hitler, and who says it's a compliment when people call him Hitler. And Karen Bass, who is a front runner to be Joe Biden's vice president, to be the next real president of the United States, Karen Bass is the head of the Congressional Black Caucus. And we're going to go into her personal history of all the vicious, horrible things she's done in her own life. We're just going to cover some of them because the show would go on for hours and hours, and we wouldn't have enough time to cover her whole horrible history. But first of all, I also want to mention one other thing before we get to Karen Bass and her history. Everybody is mourning the passing away of Georgia Congressman John Lewis. Yimach shmo v'zichro, may his name and memory be obliterated. Yimach shmo v'zichro. John Lewis, he represented the best of America. Republicans and Fox, the Fox News people, and conservatives, so-called conservatives, are all mourning the death of John Lewis, the civil rights icon. Congressman from Georgia that everybody loved and respected, and they all praise him, and Republican presidents have praised him. Everybody praises him. What a great man he was. John Lewis, who sponsored, who co-sponsored the BDS legislation, the legislation to boycott and destroy Israel, and he sponsored it. After all the millions that he got from six self-hating Jews, from 36 self-hating Jewish Judenrat capo traitors over the years, after everything the Jews did for him, he sponsored legislation to destroy Israel. Because boycotting and sanctioning and isolating Israel and destroying their economy and destroying, that's destroying Israel. That's legislation to destroy the state of Israel. And at a time when you have dozens of countries who massacre their own people, who enslave their entire people, massive, monstrous dictatorships all over the world, only Israel, which is the most tolerant and the most crazy country in terms of bending over backwards and treating her enemies very well, unfortunately, Israel is singled out. Only Israel singled out for boycott and for sanctions and to destroy Israel. And the sponsor of the legislation, of course, the sponsor of the legislation was Ilhan Omar, the Muslim congresswoman from Minnesota. Vicious Jew hater who's made vicious, open anti-Semitic remarks all over the place. Vicious Jew hater. Even left-wing Jews have accused her of anti-Semitism. That's how anti-Semitic she is. And she's the sponsor of the legislation to boycott and destroy Israel. And John Lewis immediately signed his name and co-sponsored the legislation, says, I support this, yes. That's the person that all the Jews and Jewish leaders and all the so-called conservatives and Republicans and Fox News personalities are all praising him, how wonderful he is. I mean, aside from, of course, the Democrats and the left, of course, they're praising him, that we know. But there is no voice of sanity in this country anymore. No voice of sanity anymore. No voice to say, hey, wait a minute, this Jew-hating Nazi black pig who would still be in chains if not for the Jews who rescued him and his ungrateful people. This Jew-hating black Nazi pig wanted to destroy Israel, wanted genocide against the Jewish people. And he also supported Farrakhan. And everybody's praising him. So that just gives you an idea of what an evil, sick generation we live in. Nobody's even allowed to raise these issues. I'm not even allowed to speak. Farrakhan is allowed to spout whatever he wants and has the support of presidents of everybody, that Nazi beast. But I'm not even allowed to respond and tell the truth because Facebook and YouTube and all these other outlets shut out the voices of truth, the few voices of truth that are that exist in this generation. Now, Congresswoman Karen Bass, who may be the next real president of the United States, Congresswoman Karen Bass and her good friend Ilhan Omar, because Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, the Muslim Nazi congresswoman from Minnesota, they're best of friends. They travel to Africa together. They're best of friends. She defends Ilhan Omar. Every time Ilhan Omar makes anti-Semitic remarks, she defends, oh, she's not anti-Semitic. It's a learning curve. She's learning. It's a learning process. She defends her and backs her and goes on trips to Africa with her and supports her 100%, just like she supports Farrakhan, just like she has a covenant with Farrakhan. By the way, Tony Mohammed, who is the West Coast director or the West Coast leader of the Nation of Islam, of Farrakhan's group on the West Coast, he praises Karen Bass. He says that she speaks frequently to Farrakhan on the telephone, that he speaks to her, and Louis Farrakhan speaks to her on the phone all the time, that they're good friends. They always plan strategy together and speak together and discuss issues together. They're the best of friends. Farrakhan and Karen Bass, who may be the next real president of the United States, are best of friends. This is what Tony Mohammed has said when he was and Tony Mohammed is another black Nazi Muslim Jew hater. And he was praising he praises Karen Bass, as do all the Farrakhan lovers. This is what we've come to. This is what we've come to. And if people think, well, why are you calling them Nazis? Anyone who supports the destruction of Israel, who works with those, anyone who backs the Arabs that want to destroy Israel, anyone who backs the Arab Nazis that want to destroy Israel, which is what the Congressional Black Caucus does, are supporting the new Holocaust and the new genocide against the Jewish people. They are the Nazis of our generation. They are the protagonists of Nazism in our generation. Nazism meaning the extermination of the Jewish people and a Holocaust against millions of innocent Jewish men, women, and children. They are the protagonists for this. And she, Karen Bass, may be sitting in the White House as vice president, as the real president, in effect, because Joe Biden doesn't know whether he's coming or going. She may, in effect, be the real next president of the United States. Now, we have always said that Israel cannot afford to be dependent on the United States, shouldn't be dependent. It's a sin for Israel to be dependent on the United States. This is Am Levadad Yishkon Uvagoyim Lo Yitchashav. This is a nation that shall dwell alone and not be reckoned among the nations. That's what the commandment of the Jews is, to be a nation that's willing to dwell alone and not be reckoned among the nations. Why? Because if Israel accepts U.S. foreign aid and accepts assistance from the United States, then all the self-hating, faithless, ignorant, blind Jews, aside from the Gentiles, but all the Jews that are blind and ignorant and self-hating, all get up and say, oh, it's not God, it's not a miracle that Israel wins wars in 6 days against the whole Arab world, that Israel wins, outnumbered 100-1, wins wars in just 6 days. That's not a miracle. It's because you had U.S. foreign aid. If you didn't have U.S. foreign aid, if you didn't have the U.S. supporting you, you could never have done it. First of all, the U.S. doesn't support Israel. The so-called foreign aid hurts Israel. And we've done shows on that. I'm not going to go into detail about why U.S. so-called foreign aid badly hurts Israel. Prevents Israel from developing all of her armaments that she wished that she could easily develop with the Jewish brain power they have in Israel. Easily, Israel could become a mammoth. Even though it's a tiny little country, they have mammoth brain power because of Jewish brain power. They could become a mammoth arms producer and technology producer. And so Israel could easily develop her own weaponry, easily develop her own defenses far better than what that she's now not allowed to do that because of U.S. foreign aid. U.S. foreign aid restricts Israeli development of technology and new arms and arms sales, tens of billions of dollars in arms sales that Israel could be making to countries like India are restricted because the U.S. has veto power over those Israeli arms sales and Israeli development of technology. U.S. has veto power because those are part of the terms of the so-called foreign aid. Israel is in shackles because of the foreign aid. It's a disaster for Israel. Israel be better off in every respect, economically, militarily, socially, spiritually. In every respect, Israel would be far better off if Israel were truly independent and didn't have so-called U.S. foreign aid. But anyway, we have a situation here now where Israel is in grave danger. And Bibi Netanyahu, whom all of you brain-dead Jews think is a right-winger, and I'm talking about you brain-dead Jews, I'm not talking about the good JTF Jews that know better. You brain-dead Jews, you think Netanyahu is a right-winger, and Likud, that's right-wing. They're the worst poison for Israel. They're disastrous for Israel. Netanyahu has left Israel open and exposed like this. We have until the November election for Israel to take certain actions that could save Israel from catastrophe. For instance, destroying militarily Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. The Israeli Air Force can go in and do it. Look at how the Israelis have set off bombs all over Iran, causing major damage to their nuclear program now. If they could do that, they could easily just wipe the program out, just destroy it, and all the major plants and factories and underground facilities, and they can get into those underground facilities. They've proven that. They've gotten in. And blow them all up and destroy the program completely. No, that Netanyahu, the coward, won't do. And so he's going to wait until we have a president, Biden, God forbid, in November, and a Karen Bass or Kamala Harris or one of these other Jew-hating Nazis as vice president, who'll be the real president. He's going to wait until we're faced with that nightmare, and they're going to start building up Iran again and giving them hundreds of billions of dollars in assistance and trade to build up their economy and build up their military and enable them to build massive numbers of nuclear bombs. He's going to let all of this happen. He's going to let all of this happen when he has now a historic opportunity. Israel's had so many historic opportunities. Trump is not going to do anything to Israel if Israel destroys Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. Trump would probably be very grateful to Israel if Israel did that. And privately, much of the world, a lot of the world, would be very grateful to Israel if Israel got rid of this Iranian nuclear menace. And so, Netanyahu, instead of grabbing this historic opportunity to rid the world of this terrible menace, because Iran is on the verge of building nuclear bombs, they're working toward doing that. They haven't done it yet, but they're working toward doing it, and this is a chance to destroy that program. Netanyahu's not going to do it. He's not doing it. He has a truly historic opportunity to do it, and he's not doing it. He's just letting it go. And we're already seeing the consequences this week. The United Arab Emirates, which is to the south of Iran, across from the Persian Gulf, it's to the south of Iran, on the southern coast of the Persian Gulf. The United Arab Emirates now has opened up the first fully operational nuclear plant in the Arab world. The Arab world now has operational nuclear plants. Now has an operational nuclear plant in the United Arab Emirates. This is a very dangerous development, because if you open up nuclear plants, supposedly for nuclear energy, they need nuclear energy, the Arabs. They have so much oil, they're drowning in it. What nuclear energy? It's so obvious that this is aimed at building nuclear bombs. So the Arab world is going to start building nuclear bombs, God forbid, and you're going to have this arms race, and Israel's going to be surrounded by 10 or 15 or 20 nuclear-armed Muslim Nazi enemy countries. What's the chances of a tiny little country surviving in a situation like that? I mean, if not for God, Israel would have disappeared a long time ago, and God will continue to save Israel. Israel will never be completely destroyed. That will not happen. This return to Israel is forever. But Israel can suffer tremendous consequences. There could be, if someone drops a nuclear bomb on Israel, God forbid, many Jews can be killed in Israel. It would be a catastrophe for Israel. This is a tremendous threat to Israel. And Netanyahu has a chance to eliminate this threat. And instead of eliminating this threat and finally dealing with it, which he could do easily, this gutless, low-life coward sits back and allows Israel to face this danger of nuclear holocaust. This is the danger we're in. This is what we tried to warn about all these years, those of you who've watched us. This is why our message is so important for the people of Israel. You know, we have Hebrew videos, and we have a Hebrew advertising campaign, and we have 6 videos that we're advertising right now. And one of them deals exclusively with the issue of a nuclearized Iran and the need to destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. The others deal with how Netanyahu has betrayed Israel and is not a right-winger, that it's all a lie. And all 6 deal with vital issues that you hear on this program when we speak about Israel. And they're aimed, these Hebrew videos are aimed at Israeli viewers. And thousands of Israeli Jews see these videos every week because we have an advertising campaign promoting them. And so, I mean, right now, for instance, I'd say, right at this point, I'd say the pace is about 14 or 15,000 views a week. Our pace has picked up the past few days again, thank God. Before, it had gone down to about 10,000 views a week for some reason. Now it's back up to 14 or 15,000 views a week. So Israelis are being exposed to our message. Is that enough, 10,000 or 14,000 or 15,000, whether it's 10,000 or 15,000 views a week? Is that enough? Of course not. We have a country of over 6 million Jews, and just giving one video that they see as an advertisement, and they see the video automatically. This video they see as an advertisement, that's not enough. They've got to get this message continuously, regularly, from numerous videos. And it's got to reach millions and not just thousands. So it's not enough. But at least someone is telling the truth somewhere. And by the way, even if it was just 10,000 views a week, let's say it's 10,000 views a week, that's over 500,000 views a year. And even accounting for the fact that some people may see it more than once, because some people may get the ad more than once. Let's say even it's 300,000, it's more than that. I'm being very conservative, it's more than that. But let's say even we get 300,000 Israeli Jews a year are seeing our message. And it's, again, it's more than that. It's something. At least some truth is getting out. We're doing our best to reach as many people as we can with the truth. As best we can in a very difficult situation. And we need you to help us to promote JTF all over the place. We need to promote JTF. We need to promote our message all over the place. And also our message in English with these English language videos. This is not our main campaign. Our main campaign is in Hebrew. But with the English language videos as well. Help us. Help us get the truth out. And for the November election, we have an urgent task ahead of us. We've got to try, even though it looks very bad. It really looks bad right now. But we've got to try to re-elect Donald Trump because the opposition is so terrible. We've got to do everything we can to try. Those are the tasks and the challenges immediately ahead of us. Join with us. Let's fight together. If we fight together as a team, we can make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.